Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Now, today we're going to do a Biz Bites with Bonnie, and we're going to talk about what's holding you back from taking action to move forward to reach your dream. I'm going to get to that in just a moment, but first, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy day to share with me here on the show. I am so honored that you do that. You know, I always say this, but I truly do believe that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place. You want to make a difference in the world. You want to leave your mark. And perhaps that's you. And that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. I hope that you find this show is going to be another great use of your time. Because I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you always feel your time was well spent. Now, of course, there's links on the show page below, and the link to my website and my Facebook groups, and also I put the link to the Expand Your Reach Academy, which is a membership that I run, and it's a fabulous supportive group with all kinds of stuff. So anyway, I put the link on the show page. You can check it out if you're so inclined, and if you have questions about it, I'm happy to chat with you about it. I put my schedule link on the show page below as well, so you can just choose a time that fits for you and choose a free strategy session or a free discovery call, something that's free, and then that'll put time in my schedule and we can chat about it and I can answer any questions that you have. So let's get into our topic for today. What holds you back from taking action? You know, the number one thing that holds entrepreneurs back from success is taking action. You know, we spend time planning, we spend time manifesting, we work on our logo, we want to have the perfect website, we do the business plan, you know, work on all the bells and whistles that are sort of dangled in front of us. If you have shiny object syndrome, as many new entrepreneurs do, you want to jump on everything. But the one thing we don't do is take action. We do all this planning and all this preparation and getting everything ready and then nothing. And then there's no action. So taking imperfect action is better than no action at all. Yet many of us are afraid to do that. You know, some of us feel that, you know, it has to be just right or it has to be perfect or whatever. And to me, I believe that it all starts with one thing, that, you know, how bad do you want it? You know, that will make you take action. If you've got that fire in your belly, that desire, that passion, your big why, the determination, that, you know, if you've got that stick-to-itness, you're going to take action. And that's going to keep you moving forward. And you're going to need that to keep you moving forward when times are difficult, because there will be challenging times on any journey. And the entrepreneur journey is no exception. There are lots of ups and downs, but there is with everything. So if you want it bad enough, if you can really feel it, you know, that feel that fire in your belly, like I've got to have this, then you're going to react to the ups and downs in a much better way. So how do you react to the ups and downs, especially the downs, you know, the difficult times? Does that make you even more determined not to give up, even more determined to figure it out or make it work? That's kind of me. And I always say it's the stubborn bohemian in me, but that's kind of how I get a little feisty when things aren't working. It's like I don't just lay down and take it. Now, some people do. Some people would rather just quit when it gets too hard or too stressful. So find where you are on that continuum, you know, because it's a scale, you know, like anything else, you know, with the sort of the stick-to-itness and darn it, I'm going to get it done on one end. And the, I think it's too hard. I think I'm just going to quit on the other end. So you're probably somewhere on that continuum. Now, I think the only people in life who fail are those who quit. And by the way, I don't think failure is a bad thing. I want to talk about that for a moment. Because to me, failure, like so many other things in life, is a learning opportunity. It's just like any other challenge or detour that we experience on our path to success. We learn something from it, and then we can go forward in an even more powerful way than we could before. You know, so action, though, does need to be part of your journey, because if you don't have action, it just doesn't happen. You know, you can't just wish your way into success or wish your reality to be there in front of you without taking any action. It does take something. So if not taking action is an issue for you, I want you to just notice, to just reflect on this moment and notice, what is it that's keeping you stuck? Is it fear? You know, fear that this is not going to work, or that it is going to work, and then what am I going to do? Or is it perfectionism? Is it like I have to really get it perfect before I'm willing to show it to the world, before I'm comfortable showing it to the world? Is it confidence? And that's really sort of related to fear in many ways. Do you have the confidence to just go out and do it? Even if you do it not quite exactly right, that's okay. You still did it. You still made progress. And then you can learn from that oops, that mistake, that whatever, and, you know, go forward from there. You know, there's a lot of people who say that they don't have enough time, they don't have money, or they don't have enough knowledge or whatever. That's keeping them from taking action. Well, you're not going to get more time or more money or more knowledge if you don't take action. You know, sometimes it's fear of the unknown. You know, am I going to fail? Or it's fear of success. What happens then when I succeed and I'm this other person? I'm in this whole other realm. Will I still have those same friends? Will, you know, what will they think of me? What will my family think of me? I mean, there's all kinds of fear of the unknown. And the list goes on and on and on. Now, fear, I think, is at the root of most things that keep us stuck in moving forward. Susan Jeffords wrote a book, and I love the title of her book. It's Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I love that saying. And so I want to give her credit for that on the show today, because I just love the title of her book. She also says in her book that the only way to get rid of fear is to do something. Go out and do it. And you know, if you fail or if you don't do it exactly right, so what? You still did it. The only way to get past that fear is to just do it. You know, like the Nike company says, you know, their trademark and their slogan is just do it. I think just do it can be applied to everything in life. But you know, you don't have to do it alone. There's always help out there for you. There's, you know, there's tutorials, there's books, there's coaches, there's mentors, there's groups, there's, you know, masterminds, there's all kinds of things. You don't have to look very far to find a whole list of people who can help you. And sometimes it's hard to weed through all the massive invitations and information out there. And I get that because, you know, going online, I mean, everything is out there and it's hard to sift through that. It can be overwhelming for sure. So now it's important to have a strategy. And I think part of your strategy is also what you need in terms of help. So that's part of your strategy. And, you know, taking help from people or a group or a book or a whatever is not a sign of weakness at all. I think just the opposite. I think it's a sign of strength because, you know, we can't all be great at everything. We don't all know everything when we're born. We have to learn from others and you don't have to do it by yourself. It's okay. In fact, I think it's healthy to get help because you don't know if you don't ask. And sometimes you don't even know the things to ask, right? So I think getting help is a part of taking action, however you do that. And, you know, there's a lot of people in the entrepreneur space who have friends like I do who, you know, still work for corporate America or they have a regular job or whatever. And talking with them is great. I mean, they're great friends, but they just don't understand the whole entrepreneur journey. So I think getting, you know, in touch with or around or communicating with other people who are dealing with some of the same struggles and situations that you are is so helpful. So I really encourage you to reach out and don't be afraid to say, I need help, or I don't know how to do this, or, you know, would you coach me on this? Would you help me with this? How do you do this? You know, you don't know if you don't ask. So I'd say get out there and take action. That's one of the action steps, is to get the help that you need. And Zig Ziglar has a great quote. He has lots of great quotes, but I love this one for this particular topic today. He says, "You don't have to be great to start, but you have to start to be great." And I think that's so fitting for talk about, you know, taking action and what's keeping you from not taking action. So your homework for this week is to think about what's one little step that you can do to get rid of the fear of doing something. What's one little step that you can take right now to move your business forward, to take the action that you need? That one little step is an action step. It takes a lot of little baby steps to get to any goal. And you know, if you do that every day, every day, every day, pretty soon you'll know that those baby steps will become giant steps and you're going to get to your goal faster. You know, they just sort of compound and build on one another, all those little baby steps. So don't discount those. Every one of those is important. So whatever your goal is in your business, if your business is important to you, if you want it bad enough, if your why is big enough, if you really have the determination and the passion to just do it, you'll take action. I know you will. But it is a choice. And so you can always choose not to, but if you really have that fire in your belly, I know that you'll take action because that's just what successful entrepreneurs do. Now, I put the link to the Expand Your Reach Academy in the show page below, as I mentioned before. And certainly, reach out to me if you have questions, if you just want to talk about it, if you just want, you know, to bounce something off of somebody else. I'm perfectly fine with that. So sign up for one of the free calls, a strategy or a discovery, and that'll put time in my schedule, and then let's get together and chat about it. So your assignment, should you choose to accept it, is to identify, you know, where you're at. Is there something keeping you stuck? And what's one step, just one baby step that you can take right now to move forward? And that one little step, guess what? That's action. So until next time, I want you to believe that anything is possible as long as you believe in yourself. And it always helps to take a little action.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.